In downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, it's a big year for ice. For the first time since 1992, they're building a mammoth ice palace as part of the St. Paul Winter Carnival. The St. Paul Ice Palace tradition dates back to 1886, but it's an expensive proposition, and the ice palace was shelved in 92 after it ran up a deficit. This year, with lots of volunteer labor and some $8 million worth of contributions, donations, and ticket sales, there will be an ice palace glittering over the city. 13.5 million pounds of ice will be stacked and sawed and shaved into submission. Construction got underway this weekend in downtown St. Paul. Frank Anderson is lead architect for the 2004 Ice Palace. Mr. Anderson, how big is this?
The palace itself is about 75 feet high at the large turret, and at the base is about 240 feet long.
And when you were coming up with the design for it, what kinds of things were you aiming for? What was your goal?
Well, we sat down with the organizers and we tried to determine the elements that they wanted to see. And we came up with the concept and the title for the whole palace, which is Legacy of Ice. The design intent is kind of to capture the mysticism and fantasy related to the lore from the St. Paul Winter Carnival.
Which has been going on, as we mentioned, for over a century. I guess this is going to be the first time in 62 years that people can actually walk through the palace. Is that right?
That's correct. 1941 was the last palace that people could actually enter. The major reason for that is the cost and liability associated with it.
What do you imagine the experience will be like for somebody who's walking through the palace and is on the inside?
The first thing they'll see will be a water fountain made of ice. And it'll also have fire related to it, which are the three elements related to the Winter Carnival lore.
Three elements being?
Ice, fire, and water.
Uh-huh.
And as they walk in, after they pass it, they'll see in the background the palace itself. But on the grounds, outside the palace, there'll be what we call a ring of thrones, which will be a series of 9 thrones in a ring that are made of ice that children and family members will be able to sit, take photographs, or be interactive with some of the ice. They'll be able to walk inside the palace where there'll be a light show, and the intent is to try and recreate the Aurora Borealis inside the palace.
The Northern Lights.
Correct.
Where does the ice come from for the palace?
We have a lake within the city of St. Paul, east of downtown, called Lake Phelan, which is a deep lake that all the ice is being harvested.
How do they do what they do? Each of these blocks is about 500 pounds, I think.
Yes.
How do they put it together?
They're using different equipment to raise and lower, and as each block is laid, the surface is melted with a blowtorch, and another block is set on top, the pool of water that it creates to fuse it together.
And when the festival is over, what happens to all the ice?
The Vulcans, led by King Vulcanus Rex, will storm the palace. Vulcanus Rex is the god of fire, which is the fire part of the Winter Carnival lore. Some famous people have actually stormed the palace in 1939. Chief Justice Warren Burger was one of those members that stormed the palace.
Really?
Yeah. So after that's taken place, they'll start demolishing the palace. They'll bring in some cranes with some balls and knock it down. And they plan on using a steam method to melt the ice and let it run through the storm sewer system.
Mr. Anderson, have a great carnival.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Frank Anderson is lead architect for the 2004 Ice Palace, which is returning to the St. Paul Winter Carnival for the first time since 1992.